Before I start, I just wanted to express to all of you a huge thank you on behalf of me. We thanked the officers or supervisors of our placements on Thursday, so Pete and Joe got a little gift then, so I'm not giving them anything. But it was expressed during that day that we can't do our training without you, and it's true. Without a core like this, I can't complete my training. I can't learn and develop further. So I just want to thank you for inviting me into your hearts and your lives. And thanks to Pete and Joe for supervising me and also all the other leadership team. And it was really great to actually experience a journey with the Corps. And through the consultation and everything, you know, it's been really great to witness all of that. So just thank you. Oh, you too. I'm going to take them everywhere, like my personal cheer squad. Have you ever had someone come into your life just at the right moment and they changed everything? Their impact was just what you needed at that moment. You're probably thinking of that person right now. A friend, a mentor, a family member, a stranger. As a Christian, when I first started my journey with God, I was pretty isolated. My friends weren't Christian. My family wasn't Christian. I had really no idea what this was all about. And even the church that I went to, there wasn't many people around my age. This was until a beautiful couple decided that Salvation Army is where they wanted to worship. After that, they just took me under their wing. I was able to seek advice, get some tools about how this faith impacted my life. My whole view of God had changed because I was able to have someone to bounce things off, who gave me guidance. My life was completely transformed from this couple. And it's just incredible when I look back at them and go, it's because of you. Because the truth is, I didn't meet them and they didn't show me the example of Jesus, I probably wouldn't be standing here right now. I wouldn't still be a Christian because everything else in my life didn't represent what I was learning. The Bible has many stories of transforming lives. We see them throughout, and right now I want to look at one in Luke 19. So if you have your Bible on you, I encourage you to turn to Luke 19, starting at verse 1. So in Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going past that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. I love that it talks about excitement and joy. Verse 7, but the people were displeased. He had gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who were lost." May God add his blessing to that. Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, which made him a wealthy man. But also, because of the way that he would collect the tax, he was pretty rotten. He would take more for himself and just keep it locked away, which made him an outcast, a sinner, on the edges. As Jesus was coming into town, Zacchaeus would have been pushed right to the back. Would have been, no one would have gone, oh, you're short, like, let's come at the front. Because his reputation was rotten, disgusting. It was bad. But Zacchaeus was so desperate to see the man that he had heard so much about, because there would have been buzz. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming to town. We want to know who this is. Now, I hope I'm not the only one, but when I'm in a crowd of people, and I could imagine this crowd's following Jesus, I'm not looking anywhere but like straight ahead. Sorry, Bruce, that's my line of sight at the moment. I'm not looking anywhere but straight ahead and trying to work out if I'm going to run into somebody. When I was reading this, I was sitting there thinking, imagining Jesus going, you. It's probably not that high, but he saw Zacchaeus. So the first thing we read about is Jesus saw Zacchaeus in spite of his sinful nature. Jesus was looking and found him. Zacchaeus knew that he was a sinner, but he wanted to see Jesus, and Jesus saw him. In that moment, just as the sinful man that he was, and said, I'm coming to see you. Second point is Jesus invited himself to his house. So in verse 5, we read, when Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Jesus would have known all about Zacchaeus. He would have known that he was an unclean man and that he was taking taxes unfairly from people. But Jesus threw that all away and said, I'm coming to your house. In the context of today, that kind of sounds a bit odd. I know I don't walk around strangers and go, I'm coming to your house today. It's you that I want, because they may not be friendly. But if we flip that around and think about how that transformed lives, it was an invitation of opening your life up, inviting someone, hospitality, to be a guest in your house. Jesus had the nerve to invite himself to someone's house that he should not have been hanging out with. This was shocking. Do we have the same nerve to open our house up to somebody who is shocking to society? Which then leads to point 3, which I don't think we really prepare ourselves for very well. In verse 7, we read, but the people were displeased. He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. When you live out Jesus in the world, people are going to grumble. People are going to say, you shouldn't be talking to Di because she's funny. People are going to be not happy. This week, I actually read on Facebook that there was a church in America that were housing homeless people. And they started to do renovations because they needed to expand and make it better. Once the community, they were all on board for the renovations. They were like, yes, the church needs to be bigger. That's awesome. But once they found out that it was because the church was housing homeless people, they were like, no, that church cannot renovate. We do not want that in our community. The church was already doing it. But now because they wanted to make it bigger and improve it, people grumbled. I could imagine the whole crowd looking at Jesus like, is he serious? You're going to Zacchaeus' house? Because when you stand up and befriend those who have no friends, people are going to look at you and be like, are you serious right now? But sometimes we need to befriend these people because God has put them in our path for a reason, to impact our life. The whole transforming of lives happen in this one instance, and that is because Jesus can transform your life. I love in verse 8, it says, meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor. Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. Zacchaeus, in this one encounter, whole life was changed. Here we read about an attitude adjustment. He goes, I will give back. But he also realizes that he has done it not really great. And so he's giving back more. Emotionally, physically, materially, money. He has realized that his life needs to change. That this path that he was going down was not leading to one of any significance at all. So in these four points, I want to try and flip them on their head a little bit and talk about, well, so what's for today? What about today? When we think about transforming lives in our community, we need to see people as they are. When somebody comes across you, you need to see them just as if they're Jesus. Look through Jesus. Accept them. That can be the most amazing change in somebody. To show them hospitality. I love that Andrew each week talks about the visitor's lounge. Instantly showing hospitality and saying, come, we want to talk with you. Unfortunately, this will come in all types of situations, but take critique from others. When you stand up, people are going to say, I don't think you should be talking to them. I don't think you should be doing that. They'll grumble. Making a difference isn't easy. And the final thing that really gets me is to show people Jesus. To be Jesus and to reflect that. I've always wondered what it's like when we live out our faith and how that actually impacts our lives. I actually have a video to show you about how maybe this could happen. a simple thing of living out your faith, she lived out her faith and impacted all of those people. And she didn't even know how that actually happened. That makes me excited. I'm quite passionate about really living out my faith, just in everyday situations. Because strangers can be impacted by you. In the Salvation Army, one of the mission intentions is transforming lives. It sits on a pretty blue banner. And there's a long explanation, but it says transforming lives, working for personal renewal through Jesus Christ that touches and integrates the whole person. And then it expands it a bit more, but I just want to touch on a few parts of that explanation. Any life that is touched by the gospel can never be the same again. The gospel message is by definition life transforming. When you live out Jesus, you're living out the gospel that transforms lives. The Salvation Army wants to see lives transformed by the gospel. We want to see people's lives radically changed by helping the people we come into contact to receive personal transformation through Jesus Christ in a way that touches and integrates the whole person. Transformation does not happen in an instant. It is an ongoing, lifelong process. Journeying with people, transforming their lives continually. Our mission is to provide an environment and the continual encouragement and support for that transformation to take place in the lives of those who we minister to. Is that something we can agree with? Our mission is to provide an environment. I know I want to come to a place where I encounter people and go, what's different about them? And get my life completely transformed through Jesus. I was utterly humbled and inspired a couple of weeks ago. I went back to college and was just like, oh my goodness, you have to be like this person. So a couple of weeks ago, Di was enrolled as a soldier, which was really exciting. But it's actually not that I was inspired about. Sorry, Di. What I was inspired about is that this place was almost like pretty much, you know, we were bringing out more seats. It was like, come on. And when I spoke to people, it was like, oh yeah, I volunteered at the shop, but now I have paid work. Okay, so you know Di, yeah. Oh, I just am a customer at the shop, so, you know, she invited me, so I came along. The volunteers had brought like this massive cake. Because of Di's love for Jesus, she had impacted all of these people. People that were once volunteers and now have paid work and have come back. This lady hasn't been working in the shop for months, but she saw something different in Di. Volunteers were willing to just give everything. And I was utterly inspired by this because it was her love for Jesus that was reflected. She's transforming lives in this community of Craigieburn by being her. I want to be more like that. I want to have that and impact the communities that I'm from. Because as a church, our mission is to provide an environment and the continual encouragement and support for that transformation to take place in the lives of those who we minister to. People are going to encounter you and say, what's different about you? Just like Zacchaeus encountered Jesus, we need to make spaces where people can encounter him and have their whole world transformed. We're going to sing, I think it's Calvary. And during that time in the Salvation Army, there's always this place up here where you can come. And I really want you to think about the people in your life. And is there someone that you need to bring before God and say, I want them to encounter you? Is there somebody that God is placing on your heart to be praying for, that you kind of know, oh, I should invite them, but I might not? Or is it that you want that transforming life stuff to happen in your life? Do you want to encounter Jesus today and have your life transformed? Just like Zacchaeus, who was up a tree as a sinner and then leaving his home as a man of God. The opportunity to come forward and somebody will come and pray with you, come and support you and encourage you during this time.